The prosecutor investigating last month's fatal police shooting in Weathersfield now says she's looking into exactly why police pulled the car over to begin with. She's not the only one asking the question. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, the victim's family wants answers too.
The dash cam and surveillance footage released last week don't show the beginning of the traffic stop that led to the death of 18-year-old Anthony Jose Vega Cruz. But in a new development, Hartford State's attorney Gail Hardy told Connecticut Public Radio that she's looking for the video that gives, quote, some indication as to why he was being pulled over. Michael Jefferson is an attorney for Vega Cruz's family. At a press conference, he said they have the same question.
We don't know why Chulo was pulled over. We have no idea. We have not heard the dispatch tapes. We have not seen any other video from the beginning prior to the video or the stop that we witnessed on the video. We have not seen the dash cam of the initial officer prior to stopping Chulo.
Weathersfield Police Chief James Citrin was not immediately available for comment. He has previously said that the car was pulled over because it was suspicious. The plates didn't match the vehicle. But Elliot Spector says it doesn't matter why Vega Cruz was stopped. He represents Officer Leo Ulizier, who fatally shot Vega Cruz. He says that the police department's stop based on the misuse of plates was completely legal, but he doesn't know what led police to run the plates to begin with.
Not really sure why he did it, but it's certainly an officer can run the plates on a vehicle at any time that he wants to. He doesn't need a legal standard to do that.
The family's attorneys also expressed concerns that Ulizier was hired by the department despite having multiple conduct issues as an officer with Manchester Police. According to the Associated Press, those concerns included conduct unbecoming and issues remaining calm during traffic stops and pursuit. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.